Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, Brad, have you ever had to call 000 before in an emergency? Have you ever had to be that guy?
Mm-mm.
Very lucky. I've had to do it a couple of times. It's not a very fun feeling whatsoever, but when you're a kid, I'd imagine that it'd be even harder to maintain cool under pressure if one of your parents, one of your family members is in trouble.
Yeah.
And, well, there's actually been five particular kids that have been honoured in Victoria that have had to do exactly that. You know, for whatever reason, they've had to call 000. Family members' life could be, you know, at stake there, and they've had to remain cool and try and get over the correct information to the operator to try and get the correct assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I tell you what, five of them have been awarded for being cool under pressure.
Five children received medals from Esther today, including Hannah, who found her mum unwell.
Her body has gotten shortness of breath and chest pain.
Tried to do everything that they told me to because that was the best choice I had.
She was just amazing, honestly. I cannot fault her. She was so brave and calm.
Yeah, that was Kim Matt, who was actually the one who took the call at the end. So these people got a chance to meet the people that took the call. So the young kids got a chance to meet some of the operators that helped them through that.
The ones on the other end of the line.
Yeah, that experience
through
there.
It all. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and all the families, you could see them all there at this event with headphones listening to different, you know, 000 calls and stuff and as well. And some of them were getting, you know, a little bit emotional going, wow, you know, these kids are so brave, just saving lives, just, you know, by giving the correct information in time of need.
Mm.
I reckon I would probably struggle as well if I was in that situation. But, yeah, well done to those guys as well. And some of the parents, as I mentioned, got really emotional when talking about this. Arush basically is one of the kids that had to make that call. Unfortunately, his brother was in a spot of trouble, and his father, Ashish, got a little bit emotional when saying how proud he was of his son for stepping up in the time of need.
Showed his leadership qualities, and I think I really value. And I think it's great to have his son like him.
Arusha's little brother was hit by a car. Ooh. The 12-year-old took over when mum became distraught.
Yeah, wow. Mum was just absolutely in shambles at this, as you would imagine, and he took the phone and basically was talking to the operator saying, you know, all right, get some towels, compress the wound, all this sort of stuff.
Lucky they've got such a strong relationship, those brothers, because if I was hit by a car, I don't think my brother Steve would be so quick to dial 000. He's like, are you going to give me all your He-Man figures? I'm like, he would have gone 00.
Yep.
You going to give me your Skeletor? No? Oh, what's the other number I'm trying to remember? That's what Stephen would have done to me.
Yeah, there's a few more calls that were actually being displayed as well, but this was one of my favourite ones of all. Have a listen to this one.
Some questions took the cautious callers by surprise.
Is she pregnant?
No.
No?
Okay.
Any more babies.
Okay.
It's like, what? Another brother or a sister?
Yeah, we've been begging her for another brother or a sister, and she's gone, no way.
Yeah, well done to those five kids, though. A fantastic effort. They got some medals and appreciation certificates and stuff for, you know, helping save their parents or family members' lives. So well done to those. Like I said, if I was a young kid in this situation, I reckon I would have struggled. I would have cracked under the pressure, I reckon.
Yeah. Like when I was a kid, I could remember the reading and writing hotline number, but 000, I would have fallen apart if I had to try and remember to call that.
I would have been in the same sort of boat. Like, I got parked in front of the TV. If it come to a situation where it's like, all right, there's an emergency, a service that comes to you that fixes any problem you have, I've gone, oh, I know the number. Yeah, here it is.
That's 13-30-32.
Like, no, I don't think that's it.
That's not the one.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Scientists are always messing with the flavours of stuff, Hutsy.
Always trying to trick me. That's what they're trying to do.
Not a week that goes by that I don't walk down the biscuit aisle of Coles and see there's a new flavour of Tim Tam. Or there's a new Kit Kat flavour every week, all the time. But it's not just the confectionery items that they're trying to develop new flavours for. They're also doing it with berries. Scientists messing with nature when it comes to berries. We've seen the results of this in the past. We remember the little Ribena berry babies.
Those things
were terrifying.
They were.
Now it looks like they are messing with strawberries, trying to create a new flavour sensation, and this is what they've come up with.
Likenings to pina colada and things like that, almost even creamy overtones. Because they're white, people taste strawberries and cream in there, so it's something that's really different.
Yes.
Okay.
So as they said back in the old song, if you like pina colada, now you can get them in strawberry form. That was the original version. There's a research farm up on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland for 8 years.
8 years it took. To do this.
They've been working on developing a pina colada flavoured strawberry. So apparently it's only available in certain regions at the moment, but it's easy to tell the pina colada ones from just your regular straws.
The fruit, a crossbreed of wild Chilean strawberries and our regular Australian red.
They're being trialled in both Queensland and Victoria. We're in the process of trying to get them out to as many states as Australia as possible.
Okay. So could soon see them here in New South Wales, according to Jody Neal.
Is it going to knock your socks off?
I don't know if there's any alcoholic content to the strawberries. I would say probably not. You know, you're not going to, instead of popping down a BWS for a six-pack, you're going to pop down a Woolies for a punnet of strawberries.
Put them over your shoulder.
Do we need any more drinks? Nah, Hudson's bringing a punnet of strawberries around. We'll be fine. We're sorted. Plant breeder Jody Neal has been working on this for 8 years. Don't know why they chose pina colada.
Why?
I wonder if there'll be some people listening going, when are they going to come out with a VB flavour strawberry?
Oh, yuck.
Are you doing? No. So apparently the flavour's quite popular with everyone who's testing it. They're going, I can taste like the strawberry and the creaminess. I don't need Chupa Chups anymore for that. I can get it in an actual strawberry.
I've always been so amazed how they actually come up with these flavours. Back growing up with the barbecue chips, someone lick a barbecue and went, yep.
That's barbecue flavour.
That's what it tastes like.
I think we can all
agree.
Everyone have a lick of the grill and we'll settle on this flavour now. Maybe that's what they've done. I don't know. They have had a lot of people testing the flavour of the new pina colada strawberry because they're looking at developing some new flavours down the track.
We are also in the works with a new dark strawberry, and it's actually a red wine colour, really dark red on the inside. They're really lovely. Our consumer groups have associated them with the word sexy.
It's funny because a lot of the listeners associate our show with the word sexy.
Of course they do.
So it's only natural, really. Hopefully it'll come to New South Wales soon, the pina colada strawberry.
All right.
A lot more successful flavour than the needle-flavoured strawberries we had a couple of years back. No thanks.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Oh, Brad, what's better than going to watch some live sport, maybe at the Adelaide Oval, drinking a lukewarm beer in a plastic cup, mid-strength? What could be better than that?
In moderation, of course.
In moderation, of course. Plastic cups at sporting events. Oh, it's been the bane of my existence for many, many years.
I'm surprised they still do plastic cups. You would have thought they would have transitioned to paper since we've eliminated
paper cups.
Plastic straws and plastic shopping bags. Why wouldn't they do paper cups?
I reckon maybe it'd probably absorb some of the alcohol and you get even more ripped off maybe in the foam cups or something.
People that end up eating the cup just so they can get that extra buzz from it.
Yeah, but at the Adelaide Oval, well, they're trying to bring back the classic tinny.
The Stadium Management Authority wants its liquor licence changed to allow the sale of canned beer. It says it'd be more environmentally friendly than using plastic cups, but the police association's got a bitter taste in its mouth, saying it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, so you can sort of think, okay, both sides are. You got upsides and your downsides to having the tinny. The plus side stays colder for a lot longer.
Sure.
Yay, that's good. Downside, no more cup snakes at the sport. That's one of the highlights every time I go to the sport, seeing someone with about a 20-foot cup snake that's just moving its way around the stadium. So that would kind of suck. But
yeah,
it's a strange situation because you just if anyone's been to the football, I know you don't go to the football and things very much, not as much as maybe you used to, but when you go there, what they do is, not many of them actually have the beers on tap. What they'll do is they'll just have a fridge, can of beer in there, they'll get the can out, they'll open the can, they'll put it in a plastic cup and they'll just drop the can in the bin. So you're just they're just wasting the plastic cup when they've already got the can with the beer in it anyway.
Yeah, that's right. And then the can has to go and be recycled and, that's, you got the plastic of the cup, but then you got the amount of effort it takes to recycle the tin when you can just they could be using it there.
Exactly right. But police are you can sort of see where they're coming from as well because, sometimes the public can't be trusted.
We think that this puts both police and the public at risk and it's an issue that should be stopped dead in its tracks.
He says a trial of cans has been underway in Melbourne for several months and there have already been significant injuries caused by spectators throwing them.
Mm. Yeah, but that's in Melbourne. They're crazy football fanatics in Melbourne. Maybe in Adelaide, they're a bit more upper class. They like things in barrels. I mean, cans.
Oh.
Yeah, in Adelaide. Things are a little
bit different.
I don't
think I've ever heard the word Adelaide and upper class mentioned in the same sentence.
Look at all the wineries there. What do you mean?
That's true.
With the fancy, the finger up and everything like that.
What have they brought back poppers for everybody?
Poppers? They can just chill
a little juice
kid.
Box like that. Just put the beer in there.
A little beer popper. Yeah, why not? I could go for that. But yeah, I'd like to see the can make a return maybe to the SCG or somewhere like that. You know, the police, obviously, they're saying, God love them. They're going, worried about, you know, pelting cans at players and,
yeah, you know what that.
And police and that sort of stuff. You go, hang on a sec. Well, you got the house price in Sydney, the average house price is $1.2 million. And, well, a 4X gold setting me back about $11 or $12. I'm holding that thing like it's liquid gold, baby. There's no way I'm parting with that.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.